Okay, Shalom Rabosai Gervach. Today's daf is Irvin Daf Tzadi. We are holding here on Daf Tzadi Amin Aleph at the top, and we had said in the Mishnah yesterday, at the beginning of the Perek, that there is a three-way machlokas in terms of what a person can do when you're talking about gagos, when you're talking about a roof. According to Rabbi Meir, you can carry from any roof in the city to any other roof in the city as long as there was no height discrepancy. Chachamim said you can only carry within one roof, and then Rabbi Shimon had said you can carry even from a roof to a chazer to a karpe if they're all considered to be rishos achatz. So the Gemara says now we're on Tzadi Amin Aleph here. We are, I guess, on the top line. Boy Rami Bar Chama, shtei amos bagag, shtei amos ba'amud mahu. Right, we had said you're not allowed to go from one roof to the other. Let's say there's a roof, and then there's an amud, and then there's a post, there's a pillar at the edge of the roof. So are you allowed to go two amos on the roof, and then two amos on the pillar? Are you allowed to carry? Is that okay? Assuming the pillar itself is rishus ayochid. So Rabba says, "My kamei bayalei." What question is it? Karmelis rishus ayochid kamei bayalei. What are you really asking from a karmelis to rishus ayochid? Right, again, assuming that the post is a rishus ayochid. That's if you look at Rashi over here. Which Rashi? I'm trying to find with the Rashi. So Rashi Diba Maskol Mahu, three lines down. Latatal Me'achas Mehen La Amud Ha'omid Birshus Haravim Samachlo Gova Yud Verochav Dalit. Meaning the post is standing, or the pillar is standing in Rishus Haravim. It's 10x4, meaning it's its own Rishus Hayochid. So you're allowed to go from the roof, which is a Carmelist, to the Rishus Hayochid. So Rabba said, "Are you kidding? That's the question, right? You're not allowed to go from a Carmelis to Rishus Hayochid. That's Asur Midrabanan." Right, that's basics of Hilchos Hotzah. So it can't be right that he asked that question. Rabbi Bar Chama, why did he ask that question? Agav churfei lo ayin bo. Right, because of his harif was in Gemara language, talking about a person is not, literally means spicy. Obviously, harif and spicy, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that he was very sharp, very smart, very quick. His brain worked so fast, so he didn't. He didn't really say what he meant. Elahachi kamei bayalei. This is what he meant to say. Beis amos bagago, beis amos b'achsadra. Really, he didn't mean a post that's standing in Shusarab that's Rishus Hayochid. No, he's talking about an achsadra, which is like a kind of like a porch of some sort, some sort of structure that does not belong to the same guy who owns the roof. So, what about two amos on a roof and two amos on the top of an achsadra? Which is like some sort of porch, would that be mutter? Because that's also a karmelis, right? From one karmelis to the next, even though they're different structures. So kiyaminon. So when they said kevin de lo hai chazi ledira velo hai chazi ledira chayder rishuzah, meaning what's the question? Meaning is it because neither of them are chazi ledira, neither of them are fit to live in, so it's all considered to be one rishus, even though it's owned by different people? Right, if you look at Rashi over here, just beis bailim b'achsadra, shel bailim beis amos b'achsadra, shel bailim acherim. Right, Rashi already writes that it's owned by different people. So that's the question. Meaning, since we had said that from one roof to the next is usher, if it's right according to the chachamim, if it's owned by different people, so what about this achsadra, this little porch area, which is also owned by somebody else? Is that also no good? Odom, is that also no good? So one side is to say that it's mutter. Maybe there's no difference between roof to roof and roof to achsadra. So boy Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. So Rav Bibi Bar Abaye asked the following, meaning the similar shayla. Beis amos bagagu, beis amos bechurva mahu. What about the same similar case? If you have two amos on a roof and two amos into a ruin, right? We said that's also considered to be a karmelis. What about that? Right, Rashi says again, if you look at Bechurva, that's a little bit lower down, Bechurva Shalachayrim, again, the Churva belongs to someone else, who prutza l'rishus harabim, and it opens into rishus harabim, and so therefore it's a karmelis just like a roof. So Amar Rav Kahana, Lav Hanid Rabbi Rami Bar Chama, he said, well, that's the same question, right? Can you go from karmelis to karmelis, even though they're owned by different people? Right, so Amar Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Kvichim Achar, Asayi Vinitzchi, Achsadra, Lo Chazi Ledira, Vechurva, Chazi Ledira. He said, no, I'll tell you a very simple difference. Because the roof of a porch of a achsadra is not fit for living. But a churva, a ruin, technically you could live there. Right? Meaning you could fix it up real quick and you could live there. So the Gemara says, one second. If it's fit for a living, so what's the shayla? I mean, for sure that's going to be aser, right? If that's going to be, what's it called? If it's going to be a house, right? Then it's going to be somewhere where someone can live. That's going to be similar to Rishus HaYachid, and that's going to be for sure going to be aser. So the Gemara says, imtim tzalomer kamar, meaning really the question was an imtim tzalomer. He was really trying to say that no, if you'll tell me, and as the Gemara, I guess let's go further and you'll see what it means. Im tintzalomer achsadra lo chazir ledira. If you'll tell me that an achsadra, meaning the roof of a porch, is mutter because it's not chazir ledira, nobody lives there, and therefore from carmelist to carmelist is mutter when it's not chazir ledira. What about a churva? Churva chazir ledira, is it mutter to is it usher to go into a churva because it's fit for living? Oh, dilma hashtamia les beidirin. Or do you say that even though it's fit for living, right now there's obviously nobody living in the churva, and therefore it should be treated like a carmelist, and therefore it should be a mutter? So the Gemara says, Teku, we're not able to resolve that question, right? Tishbi, Yitarius, Kushios, Ubayos, right? Elio and Avi will take care of it for us. Okay. Now, we had said before on yesterday's daf, excuse me, that we had a machlokes from Rav and Shmuel. That in the case where again when you have roofs that are next to each other, right? Again, according to the Chachamim, right? They're separate, right? The separate owners, so therefore they are separate reshuyos. You're not allowed to go from one to the next. In that case, Rav had said you can't even go. You can't even carry dalet amos on one roof. But Shmuel had said no. You can go. You can carry throughout the entire roof. Here we're going to have a slightly different case, and you're going to have, fascinatingly enough, you're going to have opposite opinions. So let's go a little weiter. Gagin Hashovin, the Rabbi Meir. Let's say you have roofs that are on the same, meaning they're equal. Meaning Rabbi Meir, if you remember, according to Rabbi Meir, he said you can carry through all the roofs in the city as long as they're not one on top of the other, if there's no height differential. So if you have roofs that are even, according to Rabbi Meir, again, the machlokes yesterday between Rav and Shmuel was between in the Chachamim Shita. Let's say you're not allowed to carry from roof to roof. But according to Rabbi Meir, he says you are allowed to carry from roof to roof as long as they're on the same plane. The gag yechidi l'rabbanan, or a single roof, according to the Chachamim. Again, according to the Chachamim, right, one roof, one house, one individual unit, without connecting roofs. Right, you have, again, just like a standalone house with a roof. So, what's the deal in that case? So, according to in those cases where you are technically allowed to carry, so Rav Amar Mutal Tatal Bakula, Vishmul Amar Ein Mutal Bo Ela Bedalit. You have the reverse opinion. Rav said it's mutter to carry throughout the entire roof. And Shmuel says you are only allowed to carry dalet amos. The Gemara says, one second, Rav Amar Mutar Tato Bakulo Kasha Derava Derav. Well, that's a steer with what he said yesterday. Yesterday, Rav said that you're only allowed to carry from dalet amos when you have roofs that are connected, according to the Chachamim. Now you're telling me that if you have a single roof, let's say according to the Chachamim, or roofs according to the Rabbi Meir, that you're allowed to carry from roof to roof, you're allowed to carry throughout the entire roof. So why does Rav, again, in one case, say only dalet amos, and here he says you can carry throughout? So the Gemara says, "Hasam lo minkura mechitzasa," because over there, when you have the roofs that are next to each other, the mechitza is not it's not recognizable. Excuse me, you can't notice. You don't see the wall that's between roof to roof. But hacha over here, if you have a standalone house with a single roof, so then minkura mechitzasa, then you see the roofs, you see the walls, you can tell where the mechitzas are, and therefore we're going to say good asik. And it's as if the roof is closed off. It's as if the wall goes straight up, and it's as if it's enclosed. Shmuel, Amar, Ein Metaltel Bo Ela B'Dalet Amos. Right here, Shmuel says you can only carry Dalet Amos. Kasha the Shmuel, the Shmuel. That's a Kasha against Shmuel, who said yesterday that when you have roofs that are connected to each other, so you can carry throughout the entire single roof, even according to the Chachamim, who say you can't go from roof to roof. So why does Shmuel say over here you can only carry Dalet Amos? So Hasam Lo Havi Yosem Rebeis Asayim. Because here the case is where you have a huge house, and the roof is a Beis Asayim. It's more than a Beis Asayim. It's a huge structure. And it's a single roof, and it's more than a Beis Asayim. Now, over there, meaning yesterday's case, when Shmuel said he could carry throughout all of it, it was less than a Beis Asayim. Ha'acha habi yosem a Beis Asayim. Here, it's more than a Beis Asayim, and therefore, it's considered to be a karpef. And a karpef, we said, you're not allowed to carry more than dalet amos. Sorry. Tea was too hot. Okay. Sorry. Okay. And the Gemara says, what about Now, hold on a second. If you remember, we learned that on a karpef, if it's hukaf l'dira, right, so that's fine. You are allowed to carry within it, but here, meaning, so implying over here that you have, you know, if you're telling me it's a huge space that's more than base of Siam, but it should be walls throughout the entire, throughout the outer area, it should make up mechitzos. So the Gemara addresses those mechitzos right now. V'hani mechitzos l'mata of dinan. Yes, in a chenami, you have a huge structure, you have a roof that is more than base of Siam. Isn't it enclosed? Don't we say good asik with all the walls? It's as if the mechitzas go all the way up, and the roof should therefore be enclosed, even though it's so big. And something that's a karpef that is hukaf l'dira, that is enclosed with walls for living, is mutter to carry on Shabbos. So here the Gemara says, no, that the mechitzos in this area are lamata of dinan, right? The walls of this huge structure, that it's more than a base of Siam, the walls are made for the bottom, for the house. They're not made to be able to live on the roof. Lamata lo of dinan. It's not made. The walls are not made, even though we do say good asik. Theoretically, the walls are not made to enable living on the roof, and therefore v'havik a karpef yosim a base of Siam shalohu kafladira. It's as if it's a karpef that is bigger than a base of Siam that is not walled in for living, for dwelling. V'chol karpef yosim a base of Siam shalohu kafladira ein metadol mo'ela dalad amos. Right, that's why Shmuel says that you cannot carry more than dalad amos. Okay, similarly, another shayla, itmar was said svina. What about a boat? And again, this is also a case where it's more than base of Siam. As Rashi says, if you look at the last Rashi on the Amud, it's more the base. Sayim Rav Amar Mutter L'Taltan B'Kula Shmuel Amar Ein B'Taltan B'El B'Dalad. You only get, according to Shmuel, you only get Dalad Amos. According to Rav, you get the whole thing. So why is that true? So Rav Amar Mutter L'Taltan B'Kula Da Ika Mechitza. Because hey, listen, the ship is surrounded by walls. Obviously, and if you say you have mechitzas on all sides, so good asik, and it goes up, and you can carry throughout the entire ship, even though it's more than a base of Siam. Shmuel Amar Ein Metaltan B'El B'Avra Amos Bechad Mechitzos La'Avriach Mayim Asuyos. Because the walls of a ship are not made to live inside, it's made to keep out the water. So therefore, since it's not hukaf l'dira, it's considered to be a karpef, shulu hukaf l'dira, and therefore you only get dalad amos. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel, fascinating give and take. Rav Chiya bar Yosef said to Shmuel, hilchasa kavasecho, hilchasa karav. When he asked Shmuel what the halach is like, and what did Shmuel say to him? Amalei hilchasa karav. Fascinating that Shmuel took, either he took it back, or he just said that the halacha is like Rav. we'll see in a second that it could be that it was by a different machlokas, but yeah, sure enough, Shmuel said the halachas like Rav that actually you can carry on a boat. Amar Rav Gidol, that's bigger than a base of sign. Amar Rav Gidol, but Amar Rav Chia bar Yosef, Umode Rav. Rav will admit, however, Shem Kfa al Pia, that if for whatever reason you turn the ship upside down, obviously not in the water, right? For whatever reason you inverted the ship over land, Shem Bata, and like you have a way to live. When underneath it, right, you can imagine a ship that's, that you overturn, there's going to be some space underneath it. So if it's over land and it's supported, I guess, or it's upside down and it's flat and it's inverted, there's a way to kind of get yourself underneath where there's probably plenty of space under it. So that seems to be a place you could live in. So, but according to Rav, Shem Kfa Al Pia, Ein Metaltan Bo Be'El Ba'arma, the Arba Amos, then you only get Dalad Amos. So the Gemara says, because then for sure it's not... Well, we'll see. Let's see. So Gemara says, "Kfa b'mai." Why in the world would you overturn a ship? If you're telling me you're going to live under it now, so ma'ishna megagi chidi. Right? What's the difference between putting a roof over your head? Right? What's the difference if you erect a roof with brick, concrete, or whatever, or you turn the ship over? You get shipwrecked. You have nowhere to go. The ship is messed up. You drag the ship onto land, and it turns into a house. Wonderful, very nice. So what's the problem? So Elisha, right, lo aleinu. Elisha kfa l'zofta. No, it must be that you turned it over to put tar on the bottom of it. So therefore, that's already not hukaf l'dira. That's just, the ship has been inverted just for convenience sake, not to live underneath. In that case, it will be like a karpef. That's shalohu hukaf l'dira. So Rav Ashi masin la asvino. So enochanami. So Rav Ashi taught this whole give and take between Shmuel and who asked him, Rav Chiya bar Yosef, that who the halach is like, referring to this boat, like we just explained. But Ravacha b'rei d'Rava masin la'ach sadra. But Ravacha b'rei d'Rava said that no, Shmuel admitted that the halach is like Rav by the case of an achsadra. By the case of an achsadra is more like the same thing as we had before. Yeah, an Aksandra, I said it's like a porch. It's really more like a gazebo. It's probably more accurate, right? A gazebo is like a little, it's an open area in the middle of like a field or something. It just has a roof and poles around it. That's really more like a gazebo. So either way, so that case is like this. The Itmar Kzeu said, Aksandra bebeka, let's say you have an Aksandra, a gazebo in an open field. So Rav Amar Motel Talta Bakulo, Shmuel Amar Imitalta Ba'ela Arba. So Rav says you get to carry throughout the entire thing, and Shmuel says you only get Dalet Amos. Rav Amar Motel Talta Bakulo, why does Rav say you can carry throughout the entire thing, right? There are no walls there. Because Amrin and Pitikar Yorid Vesosim, because there's a concept that we mentioned maybe once or twice before, that the roof lowers down and Sosim, literally closes off. But the edge of a roof we can view as if it comes down and forms a mechitza. So therefore, anything underneath the roof is mutter to carry underneath. V'shmuel amar ein metaltel ba'el arma lo aminan pitikra yored v'sosim. Right? Shmuel disagrees that we won't say that. But however, you know, according to Rav Acha, just to explain a little bit, Shmuel is not going to agree with this whole pitikra thing if there are no walls whatsoever, as the Gemara says later in the Masechta, right? Towards the end of the Masechta, I forget exactly where, Shmuel is going to say that you need to apply the concept of Pitzurka. You're so saying you need to have one actual wall at some point. But this Achsadra, this gazebo, has no walls, so therefore we're not going to say that it goes down. And according to Rav Acha, so here is where Shmuel said, actually, I take it back, and the halacha is like Rav, not by the case of the boat. Okay. But either way, that was the other possibility. Now, we had said before, again, now which is the reason this is a little bit confusing, is because now we're going to go back to the original machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel had said, I take it back. Disregard what I just said. Rav Alibad Rabbi Meir, the Talmud Megag L'Chotzer, according to Rav, now according to Rabbi Meir, right, according to Rabbi Meir again, who said that you can carry throughout all the roofs in the city, the Taltele Megag L'Chotzer, what about carrying from a roof to a Chotzer? Maybe that should be Mutter, right? Meaning if both of them are Shusay Yachids, why can't you go from a roof to a Chotzer? So the Gemara says, Gzeira Mishum Dirav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So that's Gzeira because Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, again, we said before, that the whole reason why Rabbi Meir says it's usher to carry from one roof to another, which is 10 tefachim higher or lower, because of the whole 10 tefachim or shesarabim thing, you might get confused by a post and a pillar in the middle of shesarabim, that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, because right, that's already reshus to reshus. So that's a, what's it called? You're concerned that you'll get confused over here, so that's also the same idea. That's why you can't carry from the roof to the chatzar, because mistama there's a height differential between a roof to a chatzar. Shmuel libud the rabbanan, and Shmuel according to the rabbanan, again to the chachamim had said that you're not allowed to carry dalet amos if it's bigger than beis sosayim. So nitalta megav the karpef. So if you're telling me that it's a karpef shaluka fadira, maybe you can carry from a root from a gag to a karpef, right? Obviously you're not going more than dalet amos, but let's say you have two amos on the roof, two amos on the karpef. So maybe that should be mutter. So Amar Rava Bar Ula Gzera Shema Yipaches Hagag. We're concerned that no, maybe the roof itself might become less. Right? For whatever reason, if the roof becomes smaller, so then it's less than the base of Sayim, so then it's Karpe of Shur. It's less than the base of Sayim, that's already a Rishus Ha Yochid. And then you're going from Rishus Ha Yochid to a karpef, and that's also. So Gemara says, "Yehachin the karpef, nami lo yitaltel." So therefore, what's the difference between a roof to a karpef? You should also a karpef to a karpef. You shouldn't be metaltel. Dilma mifchas rasi latiltele, because maybe one of the karpefios will become less. So Gemara says, "Hasa mi mifchas minkurele milsa," because there, by the case of two karpefs, if one of them becomes less, so then people will know, because again, the karpef is between. Is surrounded by mechitzos. So once you see that the mechitzos have been moved in, so then already you can tell, and people will be careful not to carry from one to the other. But hacha, but over here, imifchas, if the roof is smaller for whatever reason, lo minkara milsa, there are no walls there. So you can't really tell, no one's measuring a big, beis hasayim is a lot of space. So if it's just less than beis hasayim, you're not going to really be able to tell, because, there are no walls that you can tell that have moved or whatever, so therefore people are not going to notice. and they may get confused. Okay, we'll go weiter in the Hilgishas tomorrow. We'll say have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.